Hillary Clinton goes on Handmaid's Tale abortion rant at Telluride Film Festival. By David Ng on September 3, 2024. Like Hillary Clinton herself, The Handmaid's Tale abortion metaphor is old, worn out, and seems to never, ever go away. This past weekend, Hillary Clinton reportedly rolled out the cliché one more time during an appearance at the Telluride Film Festival in Colorado, where the failed presidential candidate was on hand to promote the new abortion-themed documentary Zurofsky v. Texas, a documentary she produced about a group of women who sued the Lone Star State last year. At the screening, Hillary exhorted the sympathetic audience to get back to a time when your government is not determining what your choices for your family would be, which is just so Handmaid's Tale. I don't think we can underestimate how important this film is in order to break through the eye-rolling, the denial, the dismissiveness, the cruelty that has affected so many women's lives in our country today, Clinton said post-screening Q&A, according to a report from The Hollywood Reporter. When asked whether she was surprised by the Dobbs decision, Hillary reportedly replied, "No, I was not. I had watched in a very concerned way the steady, relentless attack on women's reproductive health, and in particular on Roe v. Wade for years, and often said that if we're not careful, there will be a Supreme Court that is literally designed to reverse Roe v. Wade. It was terribly distressing and disappointing but not surprising." Hillary Clinton helped produce Zurofsky v. Texas through her production company Hidden Light, which she co-founded along with daughter Chelsea. Zurofsky v. Texas follows a group of women who sue the state following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. As Breitbart News reported, one of the women was Amanda Zurofsky, whose story was used by the Biden re-election campaign. Abortion has become a cornerstone of Kamala Harris' campaign. Along with LGBTQ and identity politics, abortion remains on the few issues on which Kamala's position has been clear and consistent, having consistently attacked and even prosecuted pro-lifers. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.